With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's Supreme National Security Council accepting a two-week ceasefire, claiming it will negotiate with the United States beginning Friday. President Trump says he is pulling back on his threats to widen the attacks on Iran. Meanwhile, Russia and China vetoing a UN Security Council resolution. It was aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The resolution was sponsored by Bahrain, but had been repeatedly watered down because of opposition from the two giant nations. Truth Social post by the president is being hammered by left-wingers at the United Nations. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric says civilian infrastructure can never be targeted under international law.
The threats that we are all violations of international law, international humanitarian law. What is a crime, what is not a crime, will have to be determined once something takes place. And we very much hope that none of the threats that were verbalized will actually be implemented.
Well, don't look now, but if you are a seasoned traveler and travel even just now and then, it's going to cost more. Delta, for one thing, is raising its bag fees.
Most Delta passengers on domestic and short-haul international flights will now pay $45 for the first checked bag, $55 for the second. A third bag will now cost $200, a $50 increase. It's a response to higher jet fuel prices tied to the war in Iran. United Airlines and JetBlue raised bag fees last week. Jet fuel typically ranks as the second largest expense for airlines after labor. Analysts say U.S. carriers are more likely to lean on ancillary fees to offset the higher expenses. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. A Virginia church is, shall we say, paying some bills?
Over 400 families facing eviction from public housing in Alexandria have been saved by the Alfred Street Baptist Church. The congregation has paid off $1 million in back rent that was owed to the city. Pastor Howard John Wesley tells the Washington Post, quote, "As the Lord changes our life, the Lord empowers us to change the lives of others." The church has a history of raising a lot of money for community needs, recently paying off local students' college loan debts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in India making it much harder for foreign NGOs, including Christians, to operate. They've added amendments to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, which is designed to strangle Christian ministries who depend on funding from the U.S. Hindu Nationalist Party, running India's federal government, has made no secret of its plan to promote Hinduism. This is SRN News. Deere and Company have agreed now to pay $99 million. It's all part of a settlement involving a class action suit accusing the farm equipment giant of monopolizing repair services.
The Moline, Illinois-based manufacturer, better known by its common brand name John Deere, has faced a handful of right-to-repair complaints over the years. The deal announced on Monday would settle a 2022 lawsuit accusing the company of withholding repair software and conspiring with authorized dealers to force farmers to use their services for repairs when they could otherwise fix tractors and other equipment themselves or use independent alternatives. Bob Agner reporting.
FedEx driver accused of killing a 7-year-old girl in Texas, pleading guilty just as his trial began. Tanner Lynn Horner made the plea in Fort Worth courtroom and the 2022 murder of little Athena Strand. More details, srnnews.com.